WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, strap yourselves in because we're diving into something super important today. Anger. Yeah, that fiery beast that can sometimes feel like it's running wild inside you. Ever felt like your fuse was shorter than a TikTok video? Or maybe you know that feeling when frustration builds up and threatens to explode all over the place. Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Anger isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful emotion that can actually be a force for good if we learn to manage it effectively. Think about it like this. Anger is a signal, your inner alarm system screaming, "Hey, something's not right." Now, it's how we respond to that signal that makes all the difference. Do we let it control us, sending us spiraling into a whirlwind of negativity? Or do we take charge, acknowledge it, and channel it into something productive? That's what we're talking about today, harnessing the power of anger, turning frustration into fuel for positive change. So, how do we do it? Buckle up because I'm dropping 5 golden nuggets that will help you master this emotional beast. First off, awareness is key. You can't manage what you don't recognize. Pay attention to your body. When anger starts bubbling up, what do you feel? Tight chest? Grinding teeth? A knot in your stomach? Learning these physical cues helps you catch anger early on before it escalates into a full-blown eruption. Next up, deep breaths. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking a few deep, slow breaths can work wonders. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner drama queen. When you inhale, feel your belly expand, and when you exhale, let go of all that tension. Repeat this several times, and you'll start to feel your anger melting away like ice cream on a hot day. Now, reframe your thinking. Anger often stems from distorted thoughts. They did this on purpose. This is totally unfair. Sound familiar? Challenge those negative thoughts. Are they really true, or are you letting your emotions cloud your judgment? Try to look at the situation from a different perspective. Maybe there's another explanation, or maybe it's not as big of a deal as you think. Fourth, express yourself constructively. Bottling up anger is like trying to hold a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's going to burst. Find healthy ways to express your feelings. Talk to someone you trust, journal about it, or engage in physical activity. Remember, expressing anger doesn't mean yelling or lashing out. It's about communicating your feelings assertively and respectfully. Finally, practice self-compassion. You're human. And that means you're going to experience anger from time to time. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and learning to manage anger is a journey, not a destination. Okay, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, the car in front of you is crawling, and your deadline is looming. Every red light feels like an eternity, and frustration starts brewing inside you. What do you do? Do you slam your fist on the steering wheel, yell obscenities at the driver ahead, though they probably can't even hear you, and feel that rush of anger coursing through you? Or do you take a few deep breaths, acknowledge the frustration, but remind yourself that this is temporary, and focus on something else? Maybe a calming playlist, or a mental list of things you're grateful for. You might even use this time to catch up on some calls or listen to a podcast. See, anger doesn't have to control you. By applying those 5 key takeaways, awareness, deep breaths, reframing your thoughts, constructive expression, and self-compassion, you can navigate those frustrating moments with grace and resilience. You're in the driver's seat of your emotions. So remember, folks, anger is a natural human emotion. It's how we handle it that defines us. Keep practicing these strategies. Stay mindful and channel that fiery energy into something positive and powerful. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to methods for managing anger? Share your experiences, tips, and insights in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep resetting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.